church? What is this thing we do? Not too long ago, someone in a group conversation asked, "Do I really, truly have to go to church?" There were many replies. Many people quoted a scripture or two. Others reasoned out loud to the question asker,
"Yes, you must attend church."
Eventually, I posed the group a question from another angle. I asked, "In light of all the responses to the question, I'd like to pose another question. What is it that we say we must attend? What is it we are attending? If we were going to say we must attend, I think it would be good to know more about it. If we think we must go to a meeting consisting of a prayer, fast song, medium song, slow song, another prayer, take up some money, another prayer, a sermon, and some closing prayer, what is it we're doing?" Someone quickly quoted the scripture in Hebrews 10:24-25, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Out loud, another soft-spoken fellow said, "Well, that's a great scripture. But does it mean we are supposed to be connecting with one another and God? Or does it mean we should attend a brick-and-mortar facility in order to qualify as having gone to church? Do we attend in order that everyone will be inclined to think well of us because they could somehow quantify our commitment? If we count the 10-minute conversation before and after, and be in a group of people for a very predictable program as satisfying our need to connect, we are wrong. I am not, by any means, not saying to not attend. I'm just asking if attending a brick-and-mortar facility is really what that scripture means." Well, the room came to a halt, and the silence was deafening. Friends, I'm not saying don't go. I'm only posing why we feel compelled to go to a brick-and-mortar facility and call it connecting with God and others. I would never, ever suggest to not go, because surely we should. I'm just asking us to explore within ourselves what we go for, how we came to that conclusion, and why we think we are satisfying God's request to not just do a rule, but more better, to connect. The idea in Hebrews 10 isn't some rule to go to church or else,
"You're out of fellowship with God,"
or
"Obviously there's sin in your life if you don't go."
All said with the smug, religious face of disapproval. God never made it a rule that we must go to a building somewhere. We did. Just because we go to church doesn't mean we are in fellowship with others. The idea of Hebrews 10 is to connect, be involved with meaningful, kingdom-advancing conversation which works out our salvation with fear and trembling. The idea of church is God's vision. And fellowship is his idea of provision, meaning anything which advances the vision. The idea of church is to advance God's vision of being able to relate to him and learning how to walk in his preferences and standards. Each person is responsible for how they do all that. I didn't say go or else. I just asked why and encouraged us all to participate, not simply attend. Some think attend means show up and be counted. But God's idea of attend is to participate, cultivate, and be fruitful, like someone who cultivates a garden. Some of the very best church I've ever been involved with was at the jail. Everyone who comes to church there is wearing a prison jumpsuit. Everyone who comes to church there is at the end of their rope in one way or another. We are all as honest and open as we know how to be. Those men and women have nothing to lose. I used to think the reason many people actually did well in jail was because it was a regimented environment, a place of some semblance of order which they typically did not have in the world beyond incarceration. A few months ago, the Lord opened my eyes to see that was the far lesser reason. The reason many did well as far as advancing their relationship with God was because they were connecting and staying connected to other believers who wanted, on some level, to lead a different life besides the one which got them in jail. They were connecting, and many were even prospering. Oh, yes, there are indeed many people in jail who know God's word quite well, in fact. At church in jail, they weren't attending a brick-and-mortar facility because they were keeping a rule. They were there because they wanted and needed to connect. We say we are no longer under the law. But then we go and create for ourselves little unwritten rules, then attach penalties for ourselves when we don't do the rules. God didn't say keep the rules and persecute those who don't, but consistently connect with other believers. For many, not going to church doesn't mean we are out of fellowship. That doesn't mean don't go. That means be brave to explore and be honest about why you do. Many months ago, I asked a man what he was doing for church. He said he was going to his house, and it was wonderful. My religiousness crept into my mouth, and I implied that if he wasn't going to church, then he must be on the outs with God, and there was probably hidden sin in his life. Man, I am such a Pharisee at times, I tell you. He smiled and said,
I didn't say I was out of fellowship. I simply said I don't go to a brick-and-mortar facility. I still tithe. I still study the Word. I still worship. I still pray alone and with others. I'm not out of fellowship.
I asked him why he didn't go, wherewith he said,
I'm tired of the show. And I was desperate for real, in-depth fellowship with believers who were interested in working out their salvation with honesty, transparency, and fear and trembling.
Again, I never said, don't. I only posed, why? Is this a scary question? It should be, because it challenges the little religious habits we've created for ourselves, called them God, and then measure ourselves and everyone's quality of God life by how well they keep the rules. Sort of a terrifying question for many, I would think. It certainly was a challenge for me. Actually, still is. My lack of understanding the Lord, my religiousness and need for rules and penalties, cuts the legs out from under my relationship with God. What do you think?